Well, we are seeing Wall Street slogging uphill again in the face of some of the economic data out today. Let's talk about it with returning guest Mike Willman, who joins us from Evanston. Mike is president of Blue Sky Investment Partners. And Mike, the skies continue to be blue on Wall Street. What is behind this buoyancy?
It's one of those head-scratching days where you're looking at the headlines and they're mostly negative. You had the consumer confidence number come out today, the biggest one-month drop in over a year, falling sharply this month to 63 from 72 in February. And then also you have the S&P Case-Shiller Index released showing that home prices dropped in 19 cities from December to January. Home values in Atlanta, Las Vegas, Detroit, Cleveland are now actually below January of 2000 levels. So you're talking about a long time back in time. And a majority of the metro areas they're tracking have home prices that are dating back to 2003, which is right when the housing boom started. So in the face of those two pretty big negative reports, you're having a good day on the market so far. The Dow is up about 0.5%, mainly led by Home Depot is what I see. They're doing a big share buyback program. They're purchasing $1 billion of outstanding shares. And then the other stock that has a nice gain so far is AT&T. They're up about 1.5% today, really on no news, though. And then there's some strength in technology names. NASDAQ's up, right now about 0.6%. So overall, a good day. But like I said, one of those head-scratchers. You can't really figure out what's driving it.
Well, clearly investors can't really go to bonds if they're looking for any kind of yield. And I'm reading articles which now, I mean, the headline article is that stocks are the new bonds. What do you think about that approach to investing?
That's an interesting headline. I haven't seen that one yet. If you're looking at the investment landscape and you're trying to invest in something that's going to appreciate over time, stocks historically have done that. Even in portfolios where I have a younger person, I'll still use bonds in the portfolio. They're a great diversifier. And they certainly belong in the portfolio of someone who is, older, closer to retirement, that can't stand the volatility in the stock market. In bonds, there are things you can do. Obviously, treasuries aren't paying much. But I've built portfolios of bonds that have, convertible bonds in there. We look at international bonds, emerging market bonds. These tend to be a little bit riskier, obviously, than a treasury in terms of, market gyrations. But you have to be creative in these types of environments like we're in right now and, find areas of the bond market where you can make money.
What in terms of the equity markets, what's your advice to investors?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I say that every time. But, yeah, I'm pretty much sticking to that. I mean, the Dow is trading at about 13 times, the S&P 16 times, so we're probably maybe slightly undervalued to fairly valued. I think we're in the early stages of a recovery, but the new normal is going to include a lot of market volatility. You're just going to see that from now on. I mean, abroad we have Libya, and now we have the, potential nuclear disaster in Japan to worry about. And here we still have high unemployment. We're still at 9%. The housing market, as I mentioned earlier, is still pretty weak. And inflation is there looming. Not a big worry yet, but it's there.
With all the talk about how terrible the housing market is, wouldn't this be the time for investors who want some risk to go into REITs strategically, of course?
REITs have been fantastic. Yeah, I mean, that is certainly a bright spot. They've done well, since the recovery. I think you're definitely seeing some improvement in that area, depending on the area. But, I suggest in terms of REITs for clients, broadly diversified REIT mutual funds where you'll get exposure to office properties, you'll get exposure to apartments, you'll get exposure to, a lot of different areas of the REIT market, storage, those sorts of things. It's been a good play. The numbers that are reported typically about real estate, it's the housing market, that's still pretty sick and, could see a double dip.
Before we wrap, Mike, if you have a favorite stock in the market today, what is that stock?
Sherman, I don't do stocks. I do mutual funds and exchange-traded funds for clients, so I'll throw one out there now. One of my favorite mutual funds I own is the Fairholm Fund for clients, managed by Bruce Berkowitz. And this is a Warren Buffett disciple, you know, that likes to find great values in the market. He's a contrarian, and he has a very concentrated portfolio. So he does a lot of work on the names that he owns in the portfolio. And, you know, knows the companies very well up and down, and sometimes actually gets involved in running the companies. You'll see in the headlines now he's taking a pretty active role in running a company called St. Joe's that you can't avoid when you're reading the paper.
St. Joe's is one of our favorites of one of our stock pickers, Dave Brady, who you may or may not know. Mike, what is the symbol of the Fairholm Fund?
The Fairholm Fund is F-A-I-R-X.
F-A-I-R-X. Fairx. Good.
All
talking
right.
with you.
Thanks so much for the information, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.